This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. A year ago this month, Carbondale was preparing for thousands of visitors to converge on the town for the total solar eclipse. This year, it's back to a more normal format, preparing for thousands of students to return to Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. Talking today with City Manager Gary Williams and Mayor Mike Henry. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer.
So last year we were talking about, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with all these extra people in addition to new student move-in and the returning students coming back? Students can see a more normal August in Carbondale this year. What has changed? How are things different as the city works with the university on its enrollment troubles and other issues?
Well, we have been working closely on how to enhance the student experience on move-in day especially, and we know that all of these things will, over the long term, help build enrollment for SIU. The better the experience is on move-in. So they actually started moving in off campus. Most of the leases started August 1st. So we've seen a lot of activity in town, and City Hall's seen a lot of water being turned on and so forth. But the City of Carbondale, Carbondale Chamber of Commerce, Carbondale Main Street, Carbondale Tourism have all been working to help with move-in day, which is next week. So you're going to see more volunteers from the city out there than you've ever seen before. To make it a good experience, to help people find their way around, and to help them move their stuff into the rooms. So,
if there are people around the community who want to get involved in something like that, can they call City Hall, or how should they get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. They can call City Hall, or if they are more familiar with the Chamber or Carbondale Tourism or Carbondale Main Street, then they can call any of those groups, and we'll definitely find something for them to do.
Gary, your focus is a lot on economic development when it comes to the city manager's office. This is a big time of year when you're looking at businesses getting a big bump as they head into the fall. It's almost a Black Friday type situation, I would assume.
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, it's certainly a time of the year that we're excited that the kids come back. It's slow in the summer. We've seen over the last several years there's fewer and fewer classes being offered in the summertime. There's fewer people here, and obviously the businesses aren't quite as busy. So when we have that influx of people in the fall, for the fall semester, I should say, it's a good shot in the arm for the Carbondale economy.
What types of things, when we talk about differences from one year to the next, or perhaps not a generation, but a time period to what's happening now, through the fall, is the city working to change how it works with the university and with its students? I know we've talked about this new Halloween event that's coming. Are there other events like that?
I don't know that we have a major event as big as we want the Halloween event to be, but we will have that one. And then our Washington Street venue, which is right downtown, is where we want to keep bringing outdoor music that'll benefit all of us in Carbondale, students as well as older folks like me, depending on the band that's playing. But we experimented that with two sunset concerts there this year, and they worked out perfectly down there, and people had a great time, and it's working out to be a super venue for us.
How do you work with getting students involved in what's happening in the city, particularly in this new age where so many people are stuck in their devices? How are you getting those students involved?
Well, you know, surprisingly, we have certain groups that we can always rely on. It's the fraternities, sororities, and sports. And you'll see them out and about all year long, really, helping with various kind of fundraisers, not just themselves, but for, you know, the Heart Fund or cancer funds or things like that. They helped us do paw prints and cheerleaders were out there with us. Not with us, I wasn't out there doing it, but with our groups, doing paw prints for the last two Sunday mornings. So, and those paw prints are a big hit. People really notice them, and then they like them. So,
sure. How important, Gary, is it in your mind that it's not the city and the university, but the two groups together as one entity?
Well, I think something that we've really worked hard at the last few years, and the mayor and the council certainly have made it a focus, is to not lose sight that we are first and foremost a college town, and we're trying to be a really good college town. And I think that there's a sentiment among all of us and many people in the community that if we really focus on that and Carbondale becomes synonymous with this really cool place to go and this great college town, that a lot of these other issues that and challenges that we have will get better. So for us, it's always at the forefront of everything we're trying to do is, you know, what can we do to be more attractive to outsiders, to help draw more people to Carbondale, which will just help everybody here.
People also are probably aware that the second phase of the downtown revitalization is nearing its completion. Will that be done before the students start again?
Yeah, it should be. It'll be really, really close. We had a targeted date of August 10th to be substantially complete, which is essentially that they're done with all the major construction. And they're going to be really close this Friday. But for the following weekend, move in, they should be wrapping some things up. But there shouldn't be any work that's occurring that's going to create any major traffic disruptions or anything like that. So we're almost there.
And then, of course, it's on to the next. We'll talk about those as we meet up again with Carbondale's Mayor Mike Henry and City Manager Gary Williams. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.